Let's come to Isaiah 45, 1, 2 and 3. We will rise up to our feet. We will read the word of God together. And then I want to talk to you about some treasures which we see in the Bible. How many of you treasure your Bible? Amen. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, thank you for all those wonderful men of God who paid the price to give me this leather-bound Bible. Hallelujah. Those who are staying committed to the leather-bound Bible, not to the phone, say, Lord, I stay committed to the leather-bound Bible for which the men of God have paid a great price. I will read it. I will meditate it. I will be blessed by the reading of your word. And all God's people said, Amen. So Isaiah 45, 1, 2 and 3. 1, 2, 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Talk to us by your word. Speak to us, Lord. Everybody say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to us that we will see the treasures of your word. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen, Amen, Amen. All right, you may be seated. So here we read in this verse. Last week I talked to you about the pathway to treasures. And here the Lord is committing to you. Say, God is committing to me. The Lord is committing to you. The Lord is talking to everyone who is hearing the scripture today. I will go before you. Today he is going before you. Against all the attacks of the enemy, for the progression that you need to have in your life, he's going before you. And he's making crooked places straight. None of you will fall in a pothole and have an incident. And God's people said, Amen. Yesterday there was a priest in Nayandahalli, that area. He went out and he was swept in the drain. Be very careful. Amen. How many of you experienced the protection of the Lord from the flood last week? Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. And I will make in pieces the gates of brass. That's God's commitment to you. Every gate of brass that is stopping your progress. If gates of brass can be broken, who can stand before you? Amen. God is telling, I will do it. You needn't do anything. And cut in asunder the bars of iron. Nothing shall stop your progression in Jesus' name. You might be looking at an economic recession around. You might be looking at depression around. You might be looking at job termination around. But today the Lord is committing to you. I will go before you. I will make the crooked places straight. I will cut asunder. Hallelujah. The break in pieces, the gates of brass, and cut asunder the bars of iron. And importantly, I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Hallelujah. Treasures. There are many more treasures which you need to get. Treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. So your treasure. Today I want to talk to you about some treasures which the word of God specifies in his word. I trust that these thoughts will bless your life. Hallelujah. The treasure without measure. And God is telling he will give it to you. Our God desires to give you these treasures because these are in darkness. Now when God was telling this to Cyrus, he was telling Cyrus, you are going to take possession of many cities. So in those days when a king attacked another king, his eyes were on what? The treasures. Yes, he wanted, he knew that there are some treasures in secret places. There was no banks that time. There were no, it was all stored down in the field, in the secret places. And the Lord is telling, hey, my son, today I'm telling you, there are many treasures hidden in secret places and I will give it to you. I'm not talking about a chest which has 2000 rupee note in bulk. If that comes to you, that's illegal, number one. Immediately inform it to the police. Yeah, that's what the rules of the land says. But this is something better. I want to tell you, when God spoke when the Lord Jesus came to the earth and spoke about treasures, he said in Matthew 6 and verse 20 and 21, very important statement, especially after November 8th, 2016. Last week I got a meme, November 8th is coming, so pray. That letter, how many of you were affected by November 8th? Nobody was affected. Oh my goodness, praise the Lord. I was affected big time. Amen. November 8th is coming, so pray. We read in Matthew 6, 19 onwards, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So the treasures on the earth, when November 8th, 2016 came, what is written in that note? This is a new 500, okay. I promise to pay the bearer the sum of 500. But November 8th, many people could not get it. That is man's promise to you. It is, he will give you the note and take it back. So don't run behind this. Hallelujah. Many old grandmas, sometimes the children will visit and give them something. It was all under the bed. And they had to put it in the accounts. And then the IT people are questioning the old grandmas. What can they do? They said, we don't want the money, you take anything. Leave us alone. See, this is the promise of the world. They promise and they take it back. But God is telling, lay not for yourselves treasures on the earth, but store for yourselves treasures in heaven. And especially this makes a lot of sense after November 8, 2016. Right? Amen. The word of God is always relevant. Only thing is, it was written there, moth and rust corrupt and thieves break through and steal. So there are a lot, the thieves... You can put in something else that is left to you. I didn't say anybody has thieves, okay? Thieves break through and steal. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust, they all come. Thieves break in through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. How many of you see some treasures in heaven? In your name. How does that treasure come? Hallelujah. Treasures. Hallelujah. Treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven come when you be a part, when you understand heavenly things as your treasure. Treasures in heaven are laid up when you have heavenly things as your treasure. And I want to tell you some heavenly things which is your treasure and which the Bible talks about. So God spoke to Cyrus that he would give him treasures of darkness. Allow God to show you and give you the real treasures of life. Number one, he will give you the treasures of darkness. Isaiah 45 and verse 3. These are treasures that have been stored up and long kept in dark and secret places. God will open your eyes to see those things. And this comes as a result of conquest, spiritual battles. Now let me tell you, friends, every time you pray, every time you are on your knees, you are attacking the gates of the enemy. Somebody said praise the Lord. So without prayer, the enemy doesn't have a heart attack. You know you have an enemy? Yeah. These days we get heart attack and he's enjoying that. Why? Because we are not praying. When we are on our knees, that's what the Bible says. Pray in all occasions. Prayer scorches the enemy. See, my parents had a job till 1989 in Muscat, and then they came down to a village. Well, we had to accept that situation. It was a good job, but somehow, with two children, my parents, my dad and mom, they came back. And I grew up in low places, yeah, but beautiful environment. Now you don't laugh here. Amen. Beautiful place. You all come here. It's a beautiful place. Now, but much of my upbringing was there. But prayers were made by the church. Prayers were made. I was like a Sunday school teacher, like T.I. here. I was not into any Bible school. I was not into any place. But prayers were made. And never in anybody's heart did it imagine that Ashley would be a pastor in Bangalore. No. And we are getting the treasures in dark places. Amen. That's what for my parents and for the church there, it's a treasure. Yeah. True. We are going to many places and opening their eyes to see, hey, God has given you something very beautiful. Open your eyes. And that's my calling. To see the spiritual riches you have in Christ. Everybody says spiritual riches. Spiritual. In Christ. That's where nobody can enter. Nobody can enter your spiritual richness. See, when Martha and Mary, Jesus was coming, and like every good host, Martha went and tried to prepare. But her eyes and ears were always to Mary, because she was not moving a hand to help her. And Jesus was much delighted. It's not your tea that I want. I want you to come and sit at my feet and hear. And then Jesus said, hey, Martha, you are troubled by many things. Ladies who are troubled, listen. It's okay. One day your husband can go without coffee. But get inside the presence of the Lord and eat. And from his presence, hallelujah, get it from the presence of the Lord. Because these things shall not be taken away from her. That's what the Lord Jesus said. I bless you in Jesus' name that you will have things in abundance that will not be taken away by any man, by any demon, by any human. Hallelujah. You will enjoy those riches in Christ Jesus. And that's why Philippians 4 verse 4, Paul is telling, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. From where is he writing it? From prison. And he's telling, my God shall meet all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ. You don't worry about all your needs. He will feed. Somebody said, praise the Lord. He will feed you. He will provide your need. This is a prophetic word to many people here. Do not worry about your treasures on the earth, because these are not treasures. This note will be worthless. Now if I walk with that old 500 note, I have one. You want to see? Some of you forgot that. Where is it? Yesterday my wife wanted some money and she looked at this. Who wants this? But before November 6th, she never asked. See, monument. Old 500 note before November 6th. So whenever I look at my purse, I will look at, Lord, how sweet you are. This man on the note is dead and gone, but you are alive and you are feeding me. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So spiritual treasures come as a result of conquest. And when you are on your knees, God will open treasures in dark places and give it to you, to your children. And that's a promise in Genesis 22 and verse 17. Can we read Genesis 22 and verse 17? Genesis 22. At Shelter House, we encourage people to flip their Bibles, because you never flip your Bibles. Who told you, Pastor? The Lord spoke to me. Yeah. 22 and verse 17. Hallelujah. That in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Hallelujah. Your seed shall possess the gate of the enemies, means all that is in the enemy camp will come to you. You can equate that to their riches also. No problem. You'll all get good lands, good wealth in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You should get it. Then we can have a good place very soon. Hallelujah. Treasures in dark places can come. Now, how many of you got some children? The promise is to you. To you first, because you are the child of Abraham. Your child shall possess the gate of the enemies, means will come into all demon infested areas and take the treasures from there. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the same way, your children will possess the gate of the enemies. So next time when you walk through an oppressive site, you know what oppressive site is? Example one is their opposite. So we will say, the descendant shall take possession of the gates of the enemies. Nothing shall stand before them. Hallelujah. How many of you believe in a great revival which is going to happen in India? Amen. No force of demon can stop it, because the promise is to Abraham and to us that our seed, that Abraham's seed, shall possess the gate of the enemies, means no evil power shall torment you. These days many people are, Pastor, that evil fellow is coming. Hello, you are Abraham's side. Go straight, face to face. Do the work of the Lord. If you are lacking in faith, come, I will put oil and anoint you and send you. Go. Take the treasures of darkness and come back. Hallelujah. So when you pray, you get the treasures of darkness and the riches stored in secret places. Second treasure, the treasures of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 2 and verse 3. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3. Colossians is a beautiful book written by Paul, and we all like Psalm 23, no? But there is something here. I'll show you. Colossians 2 and verse 2 and 3. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Who has all the wisdom and knowledge? Jesus has all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. What is wisdom and knowledge difference? Wisdom is the word, is the truth that comes from God's word. For a man can marry only one wife. If you are really wanting to marry, you can only manage one. One itself we cannot manage. Imagine thousands. So some people can manage much, but ideally speaking, God said one man can only manage one. That's why, especially New Testament time, Old Testament time, they were different. Yeah, they were all different. You know how they were? You don't know, Brother Sujo? Imagine if Jitu is your wife. My Lord is coming. Who is coming? Adonai, Adonai. He used to. So they used to. Now Adonai coming. That's a difference. Hallelujah. Adonai and Adonai. That's a, of course, they are not telling that. But yeah. And you know, they are always behind them. You know, behind them means husband has come from the office. So not on the TV. They will say, oh, come. Enenge in Tamil means enenge means very respectful. Enenge, ena tea saapringla, coffee kaapringla. Coffee. Kolandala saapringla, saapringa. Otherwise, thing only little burst. That was the old time. This time, my goodness, you better take care of the children. So one can manage only. Better be satisfied with that one. And the Bible also satisfies that, and Bible also talks about that, and times have changed. You can only manage one and manage your marriage happily with that one. Amen. Somebody said praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Those are planning to get married. So how to run the marriage? By the wisdom that comes from God's word. Wisdom comes from God's word. Wisdom comes from the person of Christ. Some people are foolish. What is foolish? Some fools are there in the Bible. The fools say in their heart that there is no God. That is number one category of fools. Another fools are there. Do not, if you read Ephesians chapter 5, I talk this in Tamil service also, just for your understanding. Who are the fools? One category is fools say that there is no God. Next category of fools, Ephesians 5 and verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Circumspectly means I should carefully analyze my every step. Circumspect. What is circumspectly means you should walk very cautiously, not very nastily. For example, you are having a good job here. Okay, good job, well said. God is giving you. Suddenly you get an American job. Pastor! What, brother? Today you are praising Lord too much. I am escaping. God has blessed me. Where? America. Okay. Go. So you go there. There it's hire and fire. Here at least Infosys is a government job only. They will not even know that there's somebody called you there. You get something to eat and that's all we know. And then read some Bible study here. Simply going for promotion. As long as you are a software trainee, it's okay. Don't ask for promotion. Because through as promotions increase, commotion happens. Somebody said praise the Lord. You know it? If you don't know it, ask Sister Gayatri. Only through prayers it's happening. Yeah, promotion releases commotion. Because you as your promotion increases, what happens? Salary increases, your value increases, and when the axe has to come first, who will be first cut out? So as long as the person Nietzsche is there, 20,000 rupees, 25,000, 30,000, it's okay. So don't aim for What is your aim in 10 days? To be a software engineer trainee. That's the best, best for these days. This is, no, walk circumspectly. Don't go and ask for promotion. No, it's not the time. You understood something? Or if the company itself gives it, that's it, yeah, you take it. Unless you walk circumspectly. Suddenly you go to Meenakshi Mall and suddenly one girl, sir. Credit card, free for me. Free lounge facility. 5 credit cards you have in your pocket. So you're confused. Now you're on a cashless economy, no? Just go and swipe. Last week I heard a joke. So it seems one person went and ate in a restaurant. And when the bill came, he paid for 2 more people, it seems. One is state GST and another is SGST and CGST. Both 2 unknown people were eating from the plate. Idli vada cost only 44. GST cost 44 plus 44, 88 rupees go give. That's the world which we are living in. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. See, this is how we are. Walk circumspectly means when you have only 100 rupees in your pocket, don't go and eat idli dosa there. Make a curd rice and curd, anybody will get 10 rupees. Rice, put rice, little, anybody will get, put little, open and eat. Instead of that, going and putting the credit card there, that is not circumspect. You radiate the life of Jesus. How many of you know that you are the person who is a representative of Christ wherever you go? So you should walk circumspectly, means without, nobody should tell that you are a problem in your walk, in your talking. That is wisdom. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Walking in the fear of the Lord. These days I see a lot of churches dancing, howling, hooting. Oh, I don't have that sound. I see somebody is, who did that? Oh my goodness. So there are potential people here who can do that for me. If I tell, hey Sister Shamlin, you better do it, she will do it. I was thinking there is nobody capable enough in our church. But in all churches, like that they come. That's not the fear of the Lord. When Modi comes, you'll do that. You treat him with respect. See, and jumping and dancing. Some churches you go full jumpily. Ladies and all, get that special anointing to jump. I will say, Lord Jesus, come soon. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fearing the Lord. Walking in the ways of the Lord. See, the Bible says, bring your tithes to the storehouses. Bible says, no, not Pastor Ashley said. Don't get angry with me. Malachi said that. If he didn't say that, most of our churches will not run. Thank God he said that. What do you say, brother? Anybody will come and give to the church? Huh? Churches run because of that. Malachi chapter 3. Bring your tithes to the storehouses, that in my house there will be so much. But when your salary comes, nice scratching, many lice will come on the head, that especially. Give, the Lord says there's a blessing there. Many people say, tithe was Old Testament. No, Jesus said, Matthew 23:23. Thank God he said. One verse, otherwise it would have been discarded as an Old Testament concept. Jesus said, you should give a tithe of all things, but pursue righteousness and justice. Matthew 23:23. So first thing, when you get your salary, when you get your money, give it to the Lord. That's wisdom. How many of you know that the tithe releases protection in your life? You know that? Yeah. In due season, things come in your life. Because of the power of tithe, because you're giving it to the Lord. You're telling, Lord, you made your thing clear that my finances is not only in my house is not my house which I dwell, my house is your house. Yes, when the work of God expands, that's my house. Everybody say, my house is not my house. Yeah, it's not your house. It might be simply in your name, but your house is the house of the Lord. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of God's house, you are filled. Spiritual blessings come. Physical blessings come. Material blessings come. Praise be to the Lord that none in shelter house are bankrupt. As long as you're obeying the principles of the Lord. Yeah. When a pastor comes and prays in your house, just for example, Shraddha, I'm coming. Just don't give it to me. I'm just imagining. These are some valakangals. Valakam means discipline. We will come. After he prays, you just give whatever you have. 100, 200, 55. No problem. That's a blessing on the house. which the anointing which is bestowed on the men of God gives. So there's nothing wrong in that. Instead of that, you're looking for 1,000 is there, 200 is there, 50 is there. I'll give 50 to the pastor. Go on. In fact, if you want, give the whole purse to him. Just kidding. But make sure that you live wisely. Fighting, some families full fighting. Why? No prayer. No family prayer. The world said, a family that prays together. Who said that? It's not a Bible verse anyway. Mother Teresa said that? I don't think so, sister. She also told that problem. But I think it's a different person. A family that prays together, stays together. Who said that? I do not know, but somebody said that. Okay? Prayer is not that. When you are not praying, what happens? Rift happens. When you are not praying loudly for your wife and your wife is not blessing loudly the husband, you do not know the love which both of you has hidden in your heart. Correct? Yeah. Treasures. So, if you do not know, yesterday I was talking to the discipleship people, the church is the most important part of your life. God set up the husband and wife relationship as an image to the church allegory. Like how Jesus takes care of the church. What is the church? Shelter House Church or IPC Church? No. It's the universal church of God. It's an invisible body. We are called as brothers and sisters. We are called because of the land laws. We are called a shelter house. It's just a denomination or a whatever name. But you are a part of a big, big, wide network of people. Hallelujah. And the Lord said to the church, you are the flesh of my flesh and the bone of my bones. And this same relationship should percolate in your family life. Yes. So before you hit your husband, yeah, these days that really happens. You are hitting your flesh. You are hitting your bones. Flesh of flesh, bone of bones. Don't ever do that. Wisdom comes from where? From the word, from the Lord. So in Jesus is hid. So when that good looking female comes against you in Hyper City or Meenakshi Mall, you'll say, thank God I have one, or I don't need, please keep it. You want mine, I will give it to you. She will run away for her life. Yeah. That's wisdom. Leading life, looking what your children are doing. Yeah, that's wisdom. They look now this internet film. Oh, pastor, you know what? Now itself he's doing. I am not the one who will be excited by that. I will say I have to break that demon in Jesus' name. Flipping. They have no... What are they saying? What are they... Last week I was talking to Brother Sujo. You can go and have a good language demon. We are examining that. What's that? Yeah. You want to know about it? You don't want to know about it. English is the language which the enemy has used very much. You read God reverse. Okay? You know it now. Live. You read it back. You read it. Devil. Read it back. That was a new one which I got yesterday when I was thinking. Devil. Yeah, lived. Devil lived. God. You understand? Then Virat Kohli has released a new brand. What is that, you know? What is the spelling? How can you say that is wrong? That is not wrong. That is wrong. That itself is wrong. Then one FC UK, all these brands. What are they trying to put it inside us? Through language, demonic spirits enter. I came out to this conclusion. So, all of you having a lot of big novels, Sidney Sheldon, that Sheldon, this Sheldon, throw it all off, burn it in fire. And read the precious word of God in English, it's okay. This is a mystery, you have to understand it. Lot of things, for more details, contact... you will never read anything after that. But it's true. And his wife is learning... Hallelujah. May she pass with good marks in Jesus' name. Amen. She's always a topper. Because Jesus is the potter. Amen. So, this is a big thing. You understood, no? So the language, what another thing? Spellings. What do you find as spelling? Spelling is? Spell. S-P-L. What is spell? Casting some, yeah, something like that. So, cursive writing. They ask us to write cursive writing, no? What is that? It's a blessed writing or cursive writing? So it doesn't mean that those who are writing cursive writing are cursed. No, but something is there hidden. You think about it. You all say, taking the phone. What did he say? Means go to hell. Hell? Oh. Hell? Oh. It's not heaven, oh. Hello. So a lot of things are there, brothers, sisters. We do not know who made Merriam-Webster. You go and search all. This is all research things. So you go and research. So these people who are a lot of English jargon fellows know. 21 days fasting only. Yeah, there are things hidden. So walk with wisdom. If you have unwanted books in your shelf, throw it away. Right? No thinking about it. You know what I'm talking? Unwanted books. Paper itself. Time. You know that. So this is going here. This is a big problem now for me. Now, be careful. If there is something that projects something very dangerous, throw it away. Throw it away. In your birthday parties. Oh, my daughter likes Elsa, Frozen. You see her face itself. I said, I don't like her. That face. She is having jealousy. Then she said, yeah, daddy, she had a little bit of jealousy. I said, no Elsa cake for you. Now, in your birthdays, suddenly you bring your daughter, you put a big, daddy, I want that dress. What dress is it? Not my daughter, she is a very good girl. So, Barbie dress. What is that Barbie dress? Crazy. All the Barbie demons are out of your house in Jesus' name. Yeah. Wisdom. Because what? Then they will reveal everything and walk. Who is the loser? You are the loser. They are the loser. So, walk with wisdom. And this wisdom comes from where? From the Lord Jesus. He is the source of wisdom and knowledge. When you read a portion from the Bible, okay, for example, that's what I'm taking a class this week in BOH. How do you get from the Word of God? How do you take that treasure from God's Word? That is knowledge. Many people say, in mathematics, if you want 100 out of 100, take this verse, Colossians 2:3. No, it is not for that. But you take it, apply. Sometimes contextually you can apply also. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4. Now this is only a plan, okay? I'm not implementing. Don't worry. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7 to 9. Did you take your Bibles? And we will read this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We have this treasure. What is this treasure? But we have this treasure. What is the treasure? The verse before. But we have this treasure. We think it is the Holy Spirit, but in fact, verse 6 says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light. Now everybody say that. The light of the knowledge. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is what is the treasure. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. And that is in your heart. And that is shined by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, by the gospel. The gospel. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4 onwards. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, would shine unto them. I heard somebody say, when you give your life to Jesus, all your troubles are over. But Paul is telling, we are troubled on? How many of you identify with this verse? I know, all of you are very good. May you be like that. Troubled on every side troubled. From a house trouble, financial trouble, distress, body. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Wow. That's the power of the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. You are troubled, but you are not distressed. You still say, praise the Lord. You still say, hallelujah. Through this trouble, the Lord will not leave me, because the light of the gospel is shining in my life, in my heart. May the light of the knowledge of the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ shine in your heart, because God has commanded light to shine out of darkness. Hallelujah. Your heart was once darkness. How many of you can understand this? Dark, futile. Paul says, for you once were darkness. You were, if you want to know who is dark, look at the mirror. You were dark, haunted by the demonic spirits. But now the light is shining over your house. Somebody who understood said, praise the Lord. The light of God is over my life. Lift your hands and say, the light of God is over my house. The light of God is over my health. Come on, confess it in this presence. Hallelujah. May it happen like that. The light of God is over my life. The light that is shining on the face of Jesus is over my heart, and I will not be shaken. Though I am troubled on every side, I am not distressed. When you are troubled, when you are persecuted, not forsaken by God. Somebody who can say this as a testimony said, praise the Lord, I am persecuted on every side, but not forsaken. I still have the hand of God. Amen. Amen. Joni Erickson Tada, we talk about her. If you are in the member of Shelter House groups, I always say, she's a quadriplegic. To add to the problem, she has breast cancer. But out of her mouth comes the most wisest words. You can go and read Joni Erickson. Is she a failure? No. Through her, God is displaying his glory. A quadriplegic, who wants her? IT company, will anybody accept her? No. Anybody with breast cancer, who wants them? But God says, you're mine. Through this, I will reveal the glory of God. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May you not have any wasting disease in Jesus' name. But if through a breast cancer, Johnny can uncover a lot of treasures, how much more should you and me open the word of God and unravel it to a lost and hurting world? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What are you telling, Pastor? WhatsApp profile, put a verse here instead of all those other things. Some people put their wife is hefty, husband is lean. I see that and say, Lord, save them. Instead of that, put something which brings glory to God. Your profile can preach the gospel. How many of you believe that? Yeah. Do it. Why are you not doing it? So my question to you is, if Johnny, by her quadriplegia and by her breast cancer, is taking pearls from the Bible, how much responsibility is on your head? Put your hand on your head and say, responsibility is on my head. Yes, that's the truth. To learn God's word and tell it to a hurting world. Will you do that? The Lord is anointing you today freshly in Jesus' name. Amen. So persecuted, not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. You will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. The remembrance of the righteous will establish forever. Hitler is gone. But the people who are, Paul still speaks to us. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. Amen. May you never be destroyed from the face of the earth in Jesus' name. You understand what I'm telling you? Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. You will have seeds, you will have children, you will have spiritual inheritance, you will have a legacy. Hallelujah. Yuvraj is on the way for 100 apps. May you go, brother. We are with you. Now he has introduced that 1,000 praises. Take that. That's good. When you're in the car, take that our app, Nan Paduen app. That he has added the 1,000 praises. You can praise the Lord with your heart when you are just wonderful. Amen. Next, the treasure. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure. I told you about how many treasures. Number one, treasures of darkness. Treasures in the Lord Jesus. Treasures of the power of the gospel. And lastly, the kingdom of heaven is a treasure. Let's come to Matthew 13:44. You're learning something here? I want all of you to learn well here. Seriously, that's my heart, that you will all become teachers of God's word. What's that? Teachers of God's word. For that you have to have a notebook and write down the scriptures. You have to take the... I know all of you are very intelligent, but I would recommend this. Writing down, taking down notes, going back and reading it. Yeah. Amen. Matthew 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. So there is a worker in a field. Suddenly he bumps into a treasure. But the owner doesn't know it. So what he does? He closes it down. He doesn't take it and go. That's thief. Stealing is there. Many ministries run with this stealing. They suddenly see something and I am a prophet. Suddenly they become a prophet. How many of you know some people like that? Jeremiah is a prophet, not these tea stall prophets. You know tea stall prophets? Yeah. Prophecy is a precious gift that comes from a great price. You get that and you go back to the... Not by WhatsApp voice messages. Yeah. Don't treat prophecy with contempt. Use it properly. You do not know the Bible and you have no rights to say that you are a prophet. Yeah. A prophet, nothing. So, people of God are like that. Some people are like that. You see a treasure and suddenly what they will do? They will take that treasure and run away. That is what is happening majority of times. Because the owner doesn't know that there is a treasure, then you just go in. But the heavenly owner knows everything. You bumped into something and... But what you should do? You should go, pay the price and get this. Everybody say, pay the price. Yeah. What did he do? He saw the treasure. He sold everything that he had. And he got the treasure. That's ministry. Not this and that. Somebody said, praise the Lord. May you not make that mistake in Jesus' name. Paying the price, sitting in his presence. Now, kingdom of heaven, what is kingdom of heaven? It is the rule of God in your life. Simple as that. The rule of God in your life. Kingdom. Every part of your life is ruled by God. Isn't it worth it? The one who created this world is ruling your life. You needn't be worried. You needn't be puzzled. He takes care of it all. He takes care of the finances. He takes care of the health. He takes care of my eternity. Yesterday I heard, last week or two, in FM radio, Life Insurance Corporation of India, security for the present and after death also, it seems. But who wants security after death? Come on. True security comes from the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says here that the kingdom of heaven, just hear this what I'm telling, it's the reign of God. When you seek Christ, you understand He is your Savior and King. He desires to take control and rule your life. We run such busy and crazy lives and worry about everything. Sell off everything you held dear. Sell off everything you held dear. Everybody says, sell off everything that you held dear and appropriate the kingdom life. May Jesus rule your hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One verse, one aspect, righteousness, peace and joy of the Holy Spirit, that's the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven can be used, it's the same, kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. One thing is, the Bible says in Colossians, I just want to say about one thing that will rule your heart. Amen. So when you come into the verses like this, if you have the knowledge of God's word, you will go again and see it. Hallelujah. But let the peace of God rule your heart. Where is that, brother? Anybody saw that? I think it is Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God, Colossians 3:15. This is just one aspect of His kingdom. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body you were called to peace. Everybody say, called to peace. Called in one body. And be ye thankful. How can the kingdom of heaven? So you see some people praising always, they are ruled by kingdom of heaven. Some people are murmuring, this is not good, that is not good. I went and brought this, this is not fitting me. This, I went and brought this with lot of money, they cheated me. Grumbling, grumbling, murmuring. Bible says, be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful in everything. In joy, in sorrows, in health, in sickness. Be thankful. I pray that let the peace of God rule your hearts. Everything, let it rule my heart. Let's rise up to our feet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, Lord, let your kingdom come. See, Jesus wants to rule you. Have you given your heart to Jesus? Say once again, Lord, rule me. I give my control to you. I give the control of my family to you. Speak to the Lord for some time. We are here not to just hear a sermon, but if you are not talking back to the Lord, this sermon has not made any impact in your life. Now talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you for the treasure that comes, hallelujah, because of the kingdom of God. Amen.